Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. And this time, we are diving into the world of information strategy.
Ooh, that sounds...
I know, right? It's a pretty fascinating topic, I think.
Yeah.
Especially with everything that's going on.
Definitely.
We're looking at this program from Nuventive and NCCI, and it's called Leveraging the Power of Information.
Okay.
And I gotta say, the title alone has me intrigued.
Yeah. Definitely.
So the big idea here is that they're aiming to help higher education professionals become information strategists.
Interesting.
Have you heard that term before?
It's definitely gaining traction, yeah.
Yeah.
And the program overview emphasizes just how crucial this role is becoming.
Yeah.
Especially as AI is exploding onto the scene, the potential of information is more apparent than ever.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it really does feel like we're drowning in data these days, but yeah. Knowing how to like swim through it all and actually use it,
yeah,
that's a different story.
Right.
So that's where I think this information strategist comes in. What do you make of that title?
Well, that's the core of the program.
Yeah.
You're turning these attendees into those strategists. And on page 2, they lay out these key questions that they're tackling, things like, what information do we actually need?
Oh, that's a great question.
Right. And then where can we even find it?
Yeah.
And perhaps most importantly, how do we organize it so it's actually useful to the people who need it?
It really does make you realize that it's not just information that's power, right? It's it's organized information that's accessible.
Exactly.
That holds the real power.
It's useful information, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I'm already seeing how this could be a game changer, honestly.
And the program, it doesn't stop at theory.
Okay.
It's all about action-oriented learning.
Right.
Taking those concepts and turning them into real world skills.
Now, that's what I like to hear.
Right.
Give us the tools to actually use this stuff.
Exactly. And they're utilizing all sorts of interactive elements to achieve that.
Okay.
Things like case studies, group problem solving, presentations. Yeah, really setting the participants up to hit the ground running.
Nice. So let's break down the program itself.
Okay.
So it's divided into 5 modules running from January to April.
Right.
Starting with the foundational stuff, and then it builds up from there.
Yeah. And they've given each module a really descriptive title.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So we start with becoming an information strategist.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a great foundation.
Yeah.
And then we move on to determining what information you need.
Makes sense.
Then identifying and creating, working with individuals and groups who need information.
Okay.
Making information accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we wrap up with creating an action-oriented culture for data-informed improvement.
You know that last one, creating an action-oriented culture, that really jumps out at me.
Oh, yeah.
It's one thing to have all this information right.
Right.
But actually creating a culture where people use it to make decisions, that's a real challenge, isn't it?
Definitely.
What do you think that module might delve into?
I'm picturing them tackling things like, you know, overcoming resistance to change.
Ooh, yeah.
Getting people to break free from the we've always done it this way mentality.
Oh, I've definitely encountered that.
Right.
It can feel like such an uphill battle.
Exactly. And I imagine they'll explore strategies for, you know, building buy-in across different departments and levels within an institution.
That's true, because you need everyone on board, right?
Yeah. You need everybody.
Absolutely. It's a team effort.
It is.
Well, speaking of teams, let's talk about the folks leading this program.
Okay.
They've assembled quite the faculty with backgrounds in institutional effectiveness, information strategy, and leadership.
And what's really striking is the diversity of their experience.
Oh, wow.
You've got folks like Andrew C. Jones, who brings real-world experience as a college president and a chancellor.
So he's been in the trenches.
Exactly.
Dealing with these challenges firsthand.
Yeah. He knows what it takes to lead an institution through change.
Yep.
And I bet his insights on information strategy are incredibly valuable.
That's amazing. And then we have someone like Angela Song, who comes from a completely different background.
Right.
Industrial and organizational psychology.
It speaks to the interdisciplinary nature of information strategy.
No. Oh, interesting.
She likely brings, you know, expertise in understanding human behavior, organizational dynamics, and how to communicate complex data in a way that resonates with people.
So we've got this really interesting blend of, you know, academic theory and practical experience,
yeah,
all focused on helping people become these information strategists.
It's a potent combination for sure.
It is. And, you know, looking at this faculty list, I'm already sensing a theme emerging.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't just about crunching numbers.
Right.
It's about understanding people and using data to empower them.
That's a great point.
And honestly, I'm already starting to see how this applies beyond higher education. This is relevant to anyone who's trying to navigate this ever-evolving information landscape.
Definitely.
We all need to be information strategists in a way.
In a way, yeah.
In our own lives, right?
Totally, yeah.
With the data that we're dealing with every day.
Right. Yeah, it really is. And you know what strikes me about this program is just how timely it is.
Yeah.
We're at this moment where the information landscape is changing faster than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And institutions are really struggling to adapt.
It's true. I mean, think about all the changes we've seen even just in the past few years.
Right.
New technologies evolving, student demographics, shifts in funding models.
Yeah.
It's a lot to keep up with.
It really is. And that's where I think this role of information strategist becomes so critical.
Okay.
They can really help institutions make sense of all this change.
Right.
Identify the most relevant data.
Yeah.
And use it to make those strategic decisions that can help them position themselves for success.
It's almost like they're the bridge between the world of data and the world of action.
Exactly. And this program is really intentional about preparing these participants for that role. They're not just teaching them how to analyze the data, but they're also giving them the skills to communicate those insights to others,
mm-hmm.
to advocate for change, and to lead data-informed initiatives.
So they're not just number crunchers.
No.
They're leaders.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And they're doing all of this through this partnership between Nuventive, which creates tools and platforms for data-driven decision-making.
Okay.
And NCCI, the Network for Change and Continuous Innovation.
Right.
And NCCI's focus is on helping higher education professionals, you know, navigate change, lead innovation.
Makes sense.
And it aligns perfectly with the goals of this program.
Yeah, it's about empowering people to use that data to drive positive change mm-hmm. within their institutions. And it's not just about keeping up with the times, right? It's about getting ahead of the curve, using data to anticipate challenges, to identify those opportunities, and to really shape the future of higher education.
Absolutely. And that's what I find so exciting about this whole concept of the information strategist.
Yeah.
It has the potential to be truly transformative.
Yeah. It's not just a technical role.
No.
It's a leadership role.
You got it. And it requires that unique combination of skills, you know, the data analysis, the communication strategic thinking, and then a deep understanding of the higher education landscape.
Okay, so let's say you're an information strategist. Mm-hmm. You're working within a university.
Right.
What are some of the specific challenges that you might help your institution to overcome?
One of the biggest challenges in higher education is the siloed nature of a lot of these institutions.
Okay.
You've got these different departments and units, each with their own data, their own priorities.
Right.
And often their own way of doing things.
It can feel like everyone's speaking a different language.
Exactly. So an information strategist can come in and help to break down those silos,
yep.
create a common language around data,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that everyone's working towards shared goals.
I like that.
Right. They can also help institutions overcome some of the common barriers to using information effectively.
Such as?
Like data overload or resistance to change.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that a lot.
Right.
That resistance to change.
Yeah. It can be tough.
It sounds like they need to be as much a diplomat as a data expert.
I think that's a great way to put it. They need to be able to build relationships, navigate those complex organizational dynamics, and advocate for that strategic use of data.
And this program from Nuventive and NCCI seems to really understand those nuances.
They do. And they're providing participants with that framework, the tools and the skills to lead change, identify problems, foster innovation, and guide decision-making, all by harnessing that power of information.
I'm curious, the program mentions some specific benefits that participants can expect to gain.
Oh, yeah.
Can we dig into those a little bit?
Absolutely. So they highlight three key benefits.
Okay.
Firstly, participants are going to expand their expertise as those campus thought leaders, influencers, and facilitators of institutional innovation and change.
So it's not just about acquiring new skills, right? It's about developing that confidence and the credibility to really be a change agent within your institution.
Exactly. And then secondly, as we've been discussing, they'll be prepared to enact that role of information strategist, which is an area of recognized and growing importance.
So it's like they're getting a head start in a field that's only going to become more in demand.
Precisely. And then finally, they'll have that opportunity to interact with state-of-the-art ideas and those influential thought leaders and colleagues.
So it's not just what you learn, right? It's also who you learn from and the connections that you make along the way.
Yeah, exactly. It's about building that community of practice around information strategy.
Oh, I like that.
Right. Now, one of the things I find particularly compelling about this program is its emphasis on action-oriented learning.
Okay.
It's not just about absorbing information passively. It's about applying what you've learned to those real-world problems and challenges.
And they do that through a variety of methods, right?
They do. The document mentions that they use video vignettes from experts, case studies from those participants, institutions, group problem-solving activities, and then presentations that explore different approaches, tools, strategies, and best practices.
Wow, it sounds like they're packing a lot into those five modules.
They are, but it's all designed to make the learning experience engaging, relevant, and immediately applicable to the participants' work.
That's fantastic. So it's like they're giving these participants a toolkit
that
they can take back to their institutions and start using right away.
Exactly.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
They're equipping people to be these catalysts for change. And I think that's what's so exciting about this whole concept of the information strategist.
It's an empowering idea, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about information, not just as something that we consume.
Right.
But as a tool we can actually use to shape the future of our institutions.
Absolutely. And you know, as we've been discussing this program, I've been thinking about how all of this connects back to the listener's own experience. Oh. So we've talked about, you know, the challenges that these institutions are facing.
Right.
But what about the individual challenges that someone working in higher education might be facing?
That's a great point. It's easy to get caught up in that big picture.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at the end of the day, it's individuals who are on those front lines.
Right.
Dealing with, you know, the day-to-day realities of information overload and that pressure to make data-informed decisions.
Right. So let's bring it down to earth for a moment.
Okay.
Imagine you're listening to this and you're working, you know, in admissions or student services or faculty development. I mean, really any area within higher education.
Right.
How can this idea of information strategy help you to do your job better?
Well, think about the challenges you face on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know, are you drowning in data from all these different systems?
Yeah.
Are you struggling to get the information that you actually need to make those informed decisions?
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by, you know, the pace of change?
Mm-hmm. Those are definitely things that I hear from colleagues all the time.
Right.
It can feel like you're constantly playing catch up.
Exactly. And that's where the principles and the practices of information strategy can really make a difference.
Okay.
It's about, you know, learning how to cut through the noise, identify the most relevant data, and then use it strategically to achieve your goals.
So it's almost like a mental model shift, isn't it?
It is.
Moving from feeling overwhelmed by information to feeling empowered by it.
That's a great way to put it. And I think that's what this program from Nuventive and NCCI is ultimately trying to achieve.
Yeah.
To empower those individuals and those institutions to harness that power of information for positive change.
Well said. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I think it's important to acknowledge that there's always more to learn.
Of course.
You know, this program is a fantastic foundation, but the journey of becoming an information strategist is an ongoing one.
It absolutely is. The information landscape is constantly evolving. So, you know, continuous learning and adaptation are key. And that's why it's so valuable to connect with others who are on this journey.
Yeah.
To share, you know, insights, challenges, and best practices.
It's about building that community of practice that we talked about.
Yeah.
Finding your tribe of fellow information enthusiasts.
I love that.
So with that in mind, we'd love to hear from you, the listener.
Yeah.
What resonated with you most during this deep dive? What are your biggest takeaways?
We've covered a lot of ground, from the evolving information landscape to the unique skill set of the information strategist.
What sparked your curiosity? What new insights are you taking away?
We encourage you to continue the conversation. Share your thoughts on social media, drop us an email, or connect with us on our website.
We're always eager to hear from fellow learners and explorers.
And if you're interested in delving even deeper into the world of information strategy, we highly recommend checking out the Leveraging the Power of Information program.
It's a valuable investment in your professional development and in the future of your institution. It's an opportunity to equip yourself with the knowledge, the skills, and the connections you need to navigate this ever-evolving information landscape and become a true information strategist.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
We hope you found it insightful and engaging and empowering.
Until next time, happy exploring.
To say ya.